From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The federal government comes to the rescue in Texas.
This is a landmark event. We have not seen an event like this. You could not draw this forecast up. You could not dream this forecast up.
Federal Emergency Management Administrator Brock Long. As Houston, Texas braces for more tropical storm rains on Monday, with rescue workers struggling to reach thousands of people already stranded by raging floodwaters.
It's like 30 of us on the roof. The across the street, the building is caving in, and it's water everywhere, and we have nowhere to go.
Forecasters expected the storm that came ashore as Hurricane Harvey on Friday night to drop as much as 25 centimeters of new rainfall around Houston, and that another 40 to 60 centimeters could fall through Wednesday. Now, the region has already seen more than 60 centimeters of rain in some places. Acting U.S. Homeland Security Chief Elaine Duke says Harvey is still a dangerous and historic storm.
We are deeply concerned with those in Houston and surrounding areas who are stranded or in a need of immediate assistance. People need help, and we are working to provide it.
Louis W. Uccellini is the director of the National Weather Service.
The official track forecast has the tropical storm moving up the coast of the Texas toward the Texas-Louisiana area within the next 5 days. There is still uncertainty as we're dealing with this track. The storm itself is creating its own circulation, even aloft. So this track forecast is still represents a difficult forecast for us. So we have to pay attention as we move forward.
This is VOA News. A car bomb ripped through a busy market area in eastern Baghdad on Monday morning, killing at least 10 people. Iraqi officials say the explosives-laden car went off at a wholesale market in Baghdad's Shiite district of Sadr City. The explosion also wounded 28 other people. Iraqi forces have retaken virtually all of the city of Tal Afar, once controlled by Islamic State, located on a supply route between the Syrian border and the recently liberated city of Mosul. University of San Francisco Regional analyst Stephen Zunis said the city's Sunni IS defenders gained little support from the people of Tal Afar.
This is traditionally a predominantly a Turkmen town. That is, people who are neither Arabs nor Kurds. They speak a Turkic language, and a large minority of them are Shias.
Tens of thousands of residents reportedly fled ahead of the offensive. City's center was liberated Saturday and the national flag raised. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited Israel and the Palestinian territories to discuss ways to revive the peace process today. The visit comes at a time of tension between Israel and the United Nations. Israel has criticized the UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon for being soft on Iranian-backed Hezbollah forces on its border. Meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Guterres offered his unqualified support.
And I repeat that the idea or the intention or the will to destroy the state of Israel is something totally unacceptable from my perspective.
Israel was angered by a resolution adopted by the UN's cultural agency. It says diminishes Jewish ties to Jerusalem. The U.S. Navy says divers have recovered the remains of all 10 sailors from the USS John S. McCain, that naval ship that collided with a merchant vessel last week. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what led to the collision with a Liberian oil tanker near Singapore. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he still hopes to persuade North Korea to come to the negotiation table, despite Saturday's launch of what may be 3 short-range missiles, a decision called provocative.
This type of launch, again, it is a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. So it is clearly they're still messaging us as well that they are not prepared to completely back away from their position. Having said that, we're going to continue our peaceful pressure campaign, as I have described it, working with allies, working with China as well, to see if we can bring the regime in Pyongyang to the negotiating table with a view to begin a dialogue on a different future for Korean Peninsula and for North Korea.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.